Welcome to Stateside. I'm April Baer. Today, Governor Gretchen Whitmer strongly encouraged a two-week halt to some face-to-face school instruction, school sports, and other public activities in an effort to stop the latest spike of COVID cases that's washing over the state's hospitals, even as Michiganders race to get doses of COVID vaccines. Rick Pluta is Capitol Bureau Chief for Michigan's Public Radio Network, and he's with us now to talk about Governor Whitmer's announcements. Hi, Rick.
Hi, April.
So amid football metaphors galore, what was Governor Whitmer's advice for the state today?
Her advice was to follow the health advice that get vaccinated as quickly as you can. And, you know, in the meantime, stay masked, stay distanced, which is, you know, what she's been saying for a couple of weeks now in lieu of stricter health orders.
She strongly encouraged, those are her words, strongly encouraged people not to dine indoors and not to meet with friends indoors for 2 weeks. She and Dr. Joanne Khaldun, the state's chief medical officer, did encourage people to get takeout, support restaurants as often as possible. But she said that she would not order some kind of shutdown to happen, nor would she ask Michigan's Department of Health and Human Services to consider it. I take it that choice of language was very intentional.
Very intentional and very specific that that the governor said that, you know, the state is following the science in terms of how to manage the spread of COVID-19. And she may have meant less in this context epidemiology than the persuasion research that the more you push some segments of the population to follow state to comply with state health orders, the more resistance you'll get. In fact, the more likely it might be that you'll get noncompliance. And so, at this point, it's more about persuasion than the possibility of punishment.
Let's just recap where things stand right now. The number of people in Michigan who either have COVID-19 now or have had it is nearly 800,000. The number of Michiganders who've died from the disease is greater than the population of Traverse City. And the governor did indicate that while vaccinations are going at a steady clip, I heard her say that she wanted things to move faster. Did she not?
She definitely did. That right now the state is in a race against fast spreading COVID variants that that seem to be accelerating at a very, very fast pace. And so it's vaccination and masks and distancing versus the spread of these variants that spread at a much more rapid pace.
Rick, did Governor Whitmer say anything specifically about why she did not issue orders?
She said that she thinks that it's more effective to ask people to comply than it is to order them to comply.
Did you get the sense that Governor Whitmer seemed frustrated or perhaps merely resigned?
Actually, and obviously this is somewhat subjective, I think that the tone that she tried to strike was almost optimistic, that we're in this together and this is doable. And she also kind of set some goals. She said that if everybody pulls together and does the things that they're supposed to do, that we could be looking at relaxing some of the standards and letting, allowing more gatherings and things like that happen as soon as May versus having to slog through the summer on this. She said that she did not expect that Michigan would meet the May goal, but she said it's possible.
I think I heard one reporter ask Governor Whitmer why she thought people might comply now if they have been among those who have not complied in the past for COVID restrictions. How did she answer that question?
That she thinks they'll do it because they should do it. and that this is about protecting our elders, that this is about protecting our children, and this is about getting through this and returning to life as normal more quickly than we would otherwise.
Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey, a Republican who's been a foil for Governor Whitmer throughout the pandemic and who was part of the lawsuit that challenged her initial health orders, he tweeted a couple minutes after her speech the following: inform, inspire, encourage, trust. For the better part of a year, Republicans have insisted this would be more effective than trying to mandate healthy behaviors. I'm encouraged that the governor seems to have come to this realization as well. Rick, do you think that's what happened? Is Gretchen Whitmer coming around to the ideas that Republicans have been saying, that people shouldn't be forced to wear a mask or keep distant?
Well, yes, but not for the reasons that Mike Shirkey is talking about. That at the beginning, you know, we saw widespread compliance, and that it was working to slow the spread of COVID-19, and that if the state had adopted the Shirkey method early on, then things could be worse today than they would be otherwise. But we're in a period, and there's research at the University of Michigan and other places, that this did work early on, but now people have COVID fatigue, that they want to get out and start doing things again, that we're moving into the warmer months. And so it's time to shift into a new type of messaging that doesn't rely so much on government instruction, but on inspiration.
At this time, we've had a sea change in terms of leadership in the Michigan House of Representatives. It's still a Republican, but Jason Wentworth is now the Speaker of the Michigan House. Do you get any sense that either Shirkey or Jason Wentworth have altered their stances on public health restrictions or public health guidance in recent months, as Michigan's been going through this pretty serious third or fourth surge?
Well, as you just said, that Mike Shirkey said that this is the path that Republicans have been wanting for a while. So I don't see why they would make a dramatic shift. I think the big question still unanswered is, will we see in the legislature and the executive branch some way where those two branches come together on a plan to combat the spread of COVID in Michigan while we're ramping up vaccinations, or will we see continued conflict?
I think a lot of people's growing realization that even as vaccinations are spreading throughout Michigan, people are getting vaccinations, that it's not as if health guidance goes away right away. Can you envision in the next legislative session there being more bills related to this topic?
Oh, I think that's a given, and that even as we're going through this, that we're seeing Republicans in the legislature, in particular, introducing bills to change how we manage crises like this in the future, so that the legislature plays a greater role closer to the front of the crisis.
This concept of asking people rather than ordering them to stay home, do you see this gaining any steam around the state?
It is the new strategy. It is the new plan. And there is there's research on this that deals with how do you effectively persuade the people who are vaccine reluctant to get their vaccines? How do you persuade the people who aren't really happy with the masking and distancing and getting together with loved one requirements to nevertheless comply with these recommendations? And there's actually a plan. It's called the Protector Coalition, and it speaks to motivations other than complying with health orders, that you're doing this to protect your town, you're doing this to protect your elders, and it's an act of basically patriotism.
It sounds like that's something that might get a little bit more resonance in some of the more rural and more Republican places in the state than those that have been a little bit more on board with restriction and regulation.
Oh, that's exactly who it's directed at, and it's a very, I mean, it's a very sophisticated operation. That you know, we have people who are public health messaging experts who are working with scriptwriters for TV shows to try and create an environment where people are going, yeah, this is something that we should be doing, and that is, you know, I mean, that's the phase that we're moving into.
Rick Plutus, Capitol correspondent for Michigan's public radio stations. You can watch for his reporting on more of this in the coming days. Hey, Rick, stay safe. Thanks.
Oh, glad to do it, April. You stay safe also.